12% of women will develop invasive breast cancer during their life. Seven actors here in the Twin Ports gave a voice to some local survivors. They wrote scripted journals and were presented at Essentia's Women Health Seminar. Lisa McCann is the director of Project Lulu. It's a nonprofit with a mission to cultivate creative expression, and she joins us this morning on the phone. Lisa, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So talk about the genesis of this project. Cancer, in many ways, is a kind of a let's not talk about it and let's not talk to survivors about their experience necessarily. We're going to let them come to us. We aren't necessarily going to initiate that conversation. How did the project come together?
Well, there's a couple answers to that. The performance that happened at Essentia was part of a seminar that included other sort of medical experts talking about aspects of breast health and breast cancer and treatments and that sort of thing. To bring the voices of actual cancer survivors into that environment was just a lovely thing they did to try to round out the sense of what this experience can be like, both for a woman who's got cancer and for her family and friends and people around her, because, of course, cancer affects way more than the person whose body it winds up in.
So how did the decision come about to use actors instead of to use the actual survivors themselves?
Well, the way these writings came to be is we started in an online journaling space. We call them reflecting pools. And we did a reading early on when I was just piloting this as an art project in which we used both actors and some of the women who were the cancer survivors themselves, the writers. And it's beautiful to have both, but there's a couple reasons not to use the actual women. One is we like to give them the option of anonymity. So that's how our writing space is set up. They're anonymous there. The other is actors are actors. They are so amazingly talented with their voices, and you don't know it until you until you hear them. I mean, these seven women that we had brought so much texture, so much individuality into the words of each of these seven women that I think you just wouldn't have gotten the same experience through civilians like me.
You know, it's one thing for an actor to say, now I'm going to portray a person with cancer and go ahead and follow whatever creative process they might have to try to bring those words to life. But very different to be very close to the actual person who wrote the words, the actual cancer survivor. Did the actors consult with the journal writers in advance?
No, they did not.
So they had to bring the story to life in the most truthful way they could, but without necessarily going back to the original source person and saying, you know, let me ask you questions and let me talk to you about it.
Right, exactly.
What was that like for them? Did they want to talk with the people who had written these scripts?
I think the writing itself was so powerful. These journal entries that the women had done anonymously online were then edited and scripted by an actor here, Kathy Padeswa. And she did such a beautiful job in her selection and arrangement of the excerpts that I think the actors felt that they could connect with the woman behind the words through the words.
So what was the response? People are going to go to a woman's health seminar, and all of a sudden, kind of out of nowhere, they're treated to a little bit of powerful live theater. What did people think?
I think they loved it. It was unexpected, for sure, in that environment to encounter a theater and welcome. You know, it's generally in those environments, in a hospital setting, you're overwhelmed with technical information that's really hard to take in. And to just hear these ordinary voices. Well, I said they're not ordinary in terms of the actors, but the ordinary language telling, you know, ordinary stories, except that they're not. Each one becomes extraordinary because the individual story and the simple language used to express these things of an individual journey in this illness are just quite amazing. So I think the people who attended were blown away.
What about you? Do you have plans to continue this project, to branch off from it or build on it in any way?
Well, the reflecting pools are an ongoing service of Project Lulu. We have a pool, so just starting this week, for cancer survivors and caregivers, a six-week session. And so we're generating, or this kind of material is being generated all the time. We also do reflecting pools for the rehabilitation population, meaning folks who've had stroke or who have ALS, other kinds of injuries, brain injuries, and their caregivers. We give a space for caregiver voices to be heard. So there's definitely potential down the road for more sharing of this kind of material back into the community and back into the health system.
Well, Lisa, it's a fascinating project. And to add that little dimension where, in essence, the creative process is generated out of a medical situation, it runs through the actors, the writers, the director, and comes back around back into the medical system again. And what a really unique idea.
Yeah, we love it. I love it. It's a powerful thing to bring those voices back into the medical world.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Lisa McCann is the director of Project Lulu, a Duluth nonprofit with a mission to cultivate creative expression.